How often do we fall and feel like we belong there? How often do we fail and feel like we are meant to fail, or like we can never get anything right? I'm sure we all feel that way from time to time, but hey, that's life. And no matter how bad you feel, how bad you're broken, how bad you're hurt, you can crawl your way up and rise. Welcome again to With Love Podcast. My name is Nadia, the host, and thank you so much for joining me. Grab your coffee or tea or whatever you drink and let's talk about how we can rise up together. But before we start, I want to take this few seconds and tell you about something really quick. You know, one of the few things that makes us happy is our friends. Friendship is always our motivation. And this one in particular, she's my role model, more than a friend. By his sister to me as well. The color she brings in my life, God, her creativity, her confidence, being able to create something affordable and beautiful that can be offered between friends is her goal. For more affordable, eye-catching, and of course unique bracelets, anklets, chokers, make sure to check Kalimba Creations on Instagram. You can contact her as well to customize your own. She's really amazing, and I'm telling you, I have some of her creativity, and wow, I just love them. She's just always surprising me. You cannot rise from the top, you must rise from the bottom, the lonely, empty space where burning embers of what was are all that remain. That is why you draw your strength to be reborn, to master up a fire within your soul and rise. That was a saying by Rain Dixon, if I'm saying that right. You know, we can never truly understand why we have to hit rock bottom to be able to understand how to improve in our lives. Because I truly believe that once we are comfortable where we are, we never bother thinking about progress. We get too comfortable. But when we hit rock bottom, we try our best to get out of that situation. I don't think anyone alive would want to stay in a place where they don't have peace of mind, where they're not happy, you know? And speaking from personal experience, I would say I stayed in a box of pain and fear for so long. I was convinced that I can never get better or be happy. Or maybe, I think that was maybe my mind, the mindset, you know. Or the demon talking. Yeah, it was all in my head probably. Because I was too scared to face my fears. Until I realized one day that I'm a fighter and not a victim. That I had to fight for what I wanted. That is when I decided to rise from the box of fear and self-pity and work hard on myself to reborn and start breeding the person I wanted to be. It's never an easy road, trust me. You get tired, you give up on yourself from time to time. And whoever will tell you that it's easy is a liar. I don't believe that you just wake up and be like, today I'm facing all my fears and boom, you are there. You know, it's a work in progress. You get dragged down, relapse from time to time. But as long as you don't give up on yourself, you'll be alright. Rising up is worth every single pain. You might not see it now, but trust me, you'll see it when you reach the top. Life is never fair, we all know that. Like, it's actually designed to break our hearts. But it is what it is. It's life, you know. We can't change anything. All we can do actually is change our mindset, you know, change how we react to certain things in our lives, our attitude toward things we face in life. For example, by understanding that failing isn't really failing, but rather another chance to do things a better way. Life is always full of chances. It's always up to us to take that chance, you know. And it is true what they say, the comeback is always stronger than the setback. When you change, make sure you choose. When you choose to take that chance again, make sure you come back stronger. And one way to do that is to identify what went wrong the last time and correct that. What I mean is, like, maybe something didn't go well last time. You might not understand that when it happened, but all you can do, maybe take a few minutes, few hours, or take your time. Sit down and try to see exactly where did I go wrong. Check the whole plan exactly and see what you can change, how you can make things work. Life is full of a lot of things to rise from, you know. Failure isn't the only thing that holds us down. broken hearts does that as well. We all get our heart broken once or twice or even many times, and it really disturbs our mind. You know, we get back in the self-pity party. We stop from focusing because we are busy feeling sorry for ourselves. And it's okay to get your heart broken, you know. It's okay to feel bad about it because we are human. You know, sometimes we get carried away with our own emotions. And it's alright to stay in bed eating your ice cream or your Oreo, and that's what gives you peace. It's okay to take time to heal, but heal and progress, you know. Don't stay in the box of broken hearts where you just feel pity for yourself and be like, I'm never good enough, or nobody's ever liked me, or some, you know, those kind of self-talk. And as you take time to heal, use the time to love yourself, to understand yourself better, to understand that you only have the power to your own happiness, that you are the power actually. You have to own your peace of mind as well. Take the time to understand your worth, to love every single part of yourself, to improve yourself and to learn from what you went through, to rebuild yourself and move on. The third thing we can understand about rising up is that it's your life. You alone can get yourself out of any situation. Don't sit back and wait for anyone to save you, because everyone is busy saving themselves. You have to realize that you have a problem and that you can only save yourself. A few days ago, I was actually reading a story about sobriety. I found one from Jada. She was actually saying how she used to find herself drinking like 2 bottles of wine on the couch. One day she said, "Jada, I think you have a problem here." And since then, she hasn't had any alcohol. After reading that story, I was like, wow, that sounds like a very hard, you know, change, I would say. But she realized that, you know, she has had enough of herself, and, you know, maybe she wasn't happy with how she feels after drinking those 2 bottles of wine, you know. So she was like, it's enough. It was time to rebuild herself. It was time for her to change. And I think what I really loved the most about the story is that, you know, no one had to come and tell her like, hey, you know, you have to change, blah, blah, this is too much. Her herself, she was like, I think it's enough. I'm disgusted by what I'm doing and I'm not happy with where I am right now. So I have to change. So that's something we should all aspire to do. Understanding that we've had enough of ourselves acting weird or running our lives and then deciding to rise from that and reborn. I have one mantra I live by, and it says, never a victim, but forever a fighter. I believe that everything that happens in life shouldn't make us victim, but rather fighters. Be a fighter, fight for your life you've always dreamt of. You know, you can fall apart at night and still rise up in the morning. And strong people feel pain, but they don't let it break them. So be one of those strong people as well. Our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising every time we fall. Thank you so much for sticking by. I hope you had a great time with me, and I hope you take this time to see where you fell and decide to rise up again. And thank you so much again. It's me, Nadia Umarongo, your host and editor. Thanks to Arno for the amazing background music. I really love it, and I hope to be with you next time. Thank you guys. Bye bye. Have a good one, and don't forget to check Kalimba Creations. See ya.